Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the Auto World Plaza, in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Thank you. Hi, everyone. Welcome. Friends, neighbors, relatives, kissing cousins, whatever, anybody, everybody, thank you. Good to have you along. I'm Mark Evans, the host, right here at Auto World, sitting behind the silver microphone as always. It's been 7 days, my friends, since we all got together, and sure glad we are all together again here on Auto World. Again, I'm in the Greasy Garage studio, as always. Sometimes we go down the hall, I do, yeah, but we are in the Greasy Garage studio. I appreciate you climbing in and riding shotgun with me this week. Again, we have 3 hours of Auto World coming your way. Every hour is different, and again, I want to salute you, each and every one of you, for emailing and calling your local radio stations that you're listening to me on right now. We're growing, and I do appreciate that, folks. I really do. It's an honor to be here. It's an honor to help you with your cars, your trucks, your lawnmowers, your snowmobiles, everything. Doesn't matter. Even the dog barking next door, I can help you. Remember, that's the best way to do it is to start up your car. Cut the muffler off first. Start it up and get that loud car out there. And that'll keep that dog quiet because you'll be louder. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Anyway, hey, it's an honor to be here. Very proud to be sitting behind the silver microphone. And as we do every week, I do. And we've got a great team here at Auto World. And you're part of the team. That's why we're here. So the salute goes out to you and all our Auto World affiliates coast to coast. Today on Auto World, oh, we got so many things to get to. This last 7 days, the last week of our life, there's been so many good, bad, and otherwise really odd stuff happening this last week. So we're going to get to a lot of that. But most of all, I just want to, you know, make sure that you do know that you're the star of the show. And I do want to hear from you, which this last year, this last week and last year, you've emailed me and with your comments that I've shot out to you throughout every hour of Auto World. And you've made your comments. And a lot of you, like I have always stated, if you do not want me to air those on the air live, then just put in your email, do not do. And a lot of you are doing that, and that's fine. That's what it's all about, and I will not. We keep the emails to ourselves, don't we? Yes, we do. And all the credit card numbers you keep sending me, I keep those to myself, too. No. Hey, thanks for the other wing on my shop. No. Never ask for a credit card. We always have a little bit of gift package here to go out to all of you. And again, you're going to be receiving yours. Again, we had, very proud to say, over a little over 800 of them here this last week. 2 weeks ago, excuse me, that went out. So some of the addresses have returned back to us, but we'll find you. Oh, yeah, we'll find you right here behind the silver microphone. Today on Auto World, you're the star of the show. That means you can contact me, please do, on email, Facebook, and, of course, our phone number, and also Instagram. So here's some addresses for you. First, let's do the phone number here at Auto World. Since 1992, it has not changed. That's right, Auto World since 1992. Number 855-660-4261. Axelrod Alex is sitting behind the GCN 2800. Oh, yeah, mixer machine to make you sound good. So say hi to Axelrod Alex. Our email is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Instagram is Auto World Media. And, of course, Facebook, please do. Take a look. You can messenger me there. Thanks for following me on Facebook. The address is my name, Mark Evans, and we also have the Auto World Radio Facebook page up. So it's real easy to find us. And like I've always stated, I'm not trying to hide. You can Google if you want to go back and listen to the podcast, too. And the easiest way to find the podcast is just Google Auto World Mark Evans, and you'll find more out about me. And that's, you know, please do comment. Appreciate it. So here today on Auto World, the first hour, please hand me the hubcap, Eddie, the engine emailer. He's in the house. Yes, he's got the email bag on his lap as always. Thank you, Eddie, for being here. Please hand me the hubcap. You cleaned it up. Why'd you clean the hubcap? I like rusty old hubcaps. He did. Thank you. You say, slide him in, slide him out. Sammy helped you clean the hubcap. Oh, you two are... Stop cleaning things around here. My gosh, it's... That's J.R. Gender, Loudmouth J. He keeps everything clean. Anyway, hey, we got a good, nice, clean 15-inch, is it? Yeah, 15-inch hubcap, and that's where they put all the information here for Auto World for the next 3 hours. And we do go through all that, and there's so much information that we can kind of sift through the good stuff for you. So as I'm pulling out our number one out of the hubcap, land yachts. Ahoy, matey! Do you have a land yacht? Do you want a land yacht? What is a land yacht? Well, that's coming your way right here on the first hour. And, of course, I'm going to share with you the second and third hour. We're talking land yachts here, folks. What is a land yacht? You're going to find out those questions there. And, of course, land yachts, what makes a car? I'm talking a car. Yeah, a car, a land yacht. What makes a car a land yacht? Here's a question for you. And, again, what does a land yacht even mean? Huh? Well, we're going to find out. Also, we're going to stretch that out a little bit farther than just a land yacht. Well, they are land yachts. We're going to be talking about the longest consumer road vehicles. CUVs, SUVs, and sedans. That's just the first hour. Also, the first hour, we're going to be talking about, we have a winner, and the winner is of the IIHS Top Safety Pick. Plus some awards on top of that. That's coming first hour. By the way, $2.8 billion has been approved. So stay tuned for that first hour. And then we also have, I've got, there's only one brand to offer three all-electric trucks. One brand. Second hour, what is up and coming out of the hubcap? Well, there's a little facility in Spartanburg that is going to be expanding by $1.7 billion. I said it B with a billion, BB with a B in front of the billion. Well, if you head over to my Facebook page, Mark Evans, you'll see that little facility. I was in that little facility back in the year 2000. I have some photos inside, outside. I'll get into that a little later. I got to actually test drive on a track with one of their vehicles. Oh, yeah. Oh. I ended up owning one. See what happens when you get in the cockpit of one. Who, why, and where? Well, they're adding 200-plus jobs. So, yes, just give me a hand. Yes, United States jobs. That's just the second hour. I've got 14 different colors on one car. What? Yeah, 14 different colors on one car coming on the second hour. And again, we're going to be going down the list of the longest CUVs, SUVs, sedans, trivia, all 3 hours. I got email coming your way out of the email bag. Third hour, we're going to go to the Auto World Little Car Fact. I haven't done that little segment for quite some time. The Auto World Little Car Fact, something to do with a circular radiator. A circular radiator. Yeah, we're all familiar with those radiators, aren't we? Those plastic things that are leaking out in front of your car. Mm-hmm. The stupid plastic that leaks. It's crimped to the aluminum side tanks that leak. Yep. And also, parents, listen up. Parents, listen up. And if you're not a parent, you're going to listen up anyway, because you know why? You're going to want one of these. That's right. You can't get one, but your child can get one. Oh, yeah, the Dodge Charger Daytona SRT EV. You heard me. You can't get one, but your child can. What's up with that? We're going to find out on the third hour. And again, I'm looking forward to your emails at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. We will go into the email bag. I like to do that. Those emails that Eddie the Engine Emailer has on his lap right over there, that Santa Claus bag full of emails. I promise you again, every week I get a lot. I ask you to send me emails, because we really don't know what your auto world is going to be like, do we? No. Good, bad, or otherwise, and we're going to help you fix it throughout the week, right here for the next 3 hours on Auto World. But you send, and those emails over in the email bag are all new to me. That's why I like digging in there, and it's called Stump the Chump. I want you to stump me. Eddie the Engine Emailer, is the only one that's read all those emails, haven't you? Yeah, he's nodding his head, yes. But I have not, so they're all new to me. So you're going to see if you can't stump me. Go into the email bag. Every hour here on Auto World. From the Greasy Garage Studio, I'm Mark Evans, live from Boise, Idaho.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gasses 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Way supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Way and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No good unless you can get away from it. You understand?
Yeah.
yeah, those 8-track tapes in the old land yachts. That old 8-track tape, is it still working? You still have one? Do you have a cassette player in your old car that you still have around and you're still driving it? Yeah, maybe. You're nodding your head. Yes, good, good. I've got an old 8-track still. Got the old 8-track cartridges still in my first car. Why not? Huh? Hey, boy, don't you just hate it when your engine light comes on and you have the PO450 code, that fault code number, and you're scratching your head. Oh, my God. And you have someone scan it. By the way, excuse me. I'm all coughed up about the PO450 code. Yeah, if you... All of us can go to AutoZone, Pep Boys, Advanced Auto Parts, O'Reilly's. Just go to your nation chain type auto parts stores. They'll scan your engine light for free, plug into the OBD2 connector. But the PO450, what is it? Well, it's a fuel tank pressure sensor that's on top of your fuel tank. Could be defective, but you always have to make sure, and you can do this yourself, folks. Now, you know, yeah, the top of the fuel tank, you just really can't get to. Kind of tough to do, and you really got to pull the fuel tank down just to get to that sensor. But check all the connectors and wiring, you know, that you can with your eyeballs. Use your senses, as I always pointed out here on Auto World. And that 450, and it goes all the way through to PO453. So you could have a 451 or a 452 in between those 450 and 453, and you have yourself it's actually a fuel tank pressure sensor problem. And why is it? You got too much pressure in your fuel tank. You know, when you have, it's not venting correctly, as you know, the fuel cap is one that needs to be venting at all times. Throw the thing away and put a gas cap, fuel cap on it first, and we'll get rid of that code for you. A little trivia to start off the first hour of Auto World. In 1902, in a Baker Electric Steamliner Racer, was the first motor vehicle fitted for seat belts. It was intentionally crashed at 100 miles an hour on Staten Island, just to see how that seatbelt worked. Had no clue that little Baker Electric Streamliner Racer could, 1902, could go 100 miles an hour, but it did. Boom. Hit the wall. Purposely crashed it. Okay, land yachts. I grew up with a land yacht in the driveway. Yes, a couple of them, actually. Mom and Dad, they liked that Chrysler Newport. Dad liked that Plymouth Fury 3. I really do believe the Chrysler Newport was a bigger land yacht than that Fury 3. But, boy, as Mom and Dad, you know, and you too, you might have made more money as you go along in life at your job. And the boss, you know, your company says, hey, I'm going to reward you, and here's a little more money. So what did we do back in the day? Well, go out and bought bigger cars. What is a land yacht? Well, a land yacht is an informal category of a large automobile. While full-size cars are manufactured worldwide to this day, as we all know, the term is most often used in a reference to a full-size car of American origin between 1960 and 1976. Yeah. What makes a car a land yacht? Well, it sure doesn't have a sail. Well, I know that, but might have a sail on the hood, because they all had hood ornaments back in the day. What makes a car a land yacht? Well, in short, my friends, high-end cars with big engines, smooth rides, plush cabins, and large bodies. You guessed it. North American land yachts. The more metal, the bigger the chrome bumper. And the bigger the steering wheel. Boy, have we come a long ways or what? Next hour here on Auto World, we're going to even dig into some more questions about land yachts. And, of course, later in this hour, we're going to give you some of the cars that are the longest consumer road vehicles, the SUVs, CUVs, and some sedans, right here on Auto World. Now, I want to hear from you, of course, right here on Auto World. That email address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And, of course, our phone number, 855-660-4261. Well, the winner. We have a winner. And who is the winner? The winner of the 2022 IIHS Top Safety Picks. Subaru. My friend, Subaru. So you folks that own a Subaru, congratulations. You did pick the right model and make. There, and for you out there that are thinking about maybe buying a Subaru, well, the Legacy earned an IIHS Top Safety Pick Award for 17 consecutive years. for 14 years running it has. Yes, the Outback is an IIHS top safety pick. The WRX sports car, oh, those are fast. Oh, they're fun. Oh, yeah. And by the way, the WRX sports car is equipped with EyeSight. Secured an IIHS top safety pick award for the very, very first time. Now, the Outback, the Legacy, and the WRX, all three vehicles achieved a superior rating in front crash prevention when equipped with EyeSight. Nine Subaru models have received a 2022 IIHS TSP Plus award, and also Subaru has earned more than IIHS and TSP awards than any other brand since 2013. Congratulations, Subaru. Yes, right. Now, here's some of the winners. This is all 2022 year Subaru Accent. They did it for five consecutive years. 2022 Subaru BRX with EyeSight. First year for TPS, too. They did it. 2022 Subaru Crosstrek Hybrid. They did it for four consecutive years. Now we're going to 2023 Subaru Legacy. I said 2023. That's right. They're out there. People, actually, you do own them. Do you like them? Do you like the Legacy? How about the 2023 Subaru Outback? That's been a real popular one. We see a lot of those around the Idaho, Boise, Idaho area that I'm from. And we're in my travels, I see a lot of those on the freeway there. I just got back from Seattle. There's quite a few of the Euro buses there on the freeway in Seattle. Did I say Eurobus? I did. Well, spell your Subaru brand backwards, and that's exactly what it spells, Eurobus. So if you want a bus, go buy a Subaru, huh? Yeah. How about the Forester, though? Yeah, they did that, the Subaru Forester. They, the TSP, for 16 consecutive years. So congratulations again. They've done real well. Subaru front crash protection. If a lot of you, it's hard to say it with words, but I'll try. I had an opportunity to watch a smart car, and a Ford, and I've watched a Chevrolet. I didn't get to see that Baker Electric kick the wall, but I did watch these other cars chained up, and they pull them right into the concrete wall and smashed them. Whoa, you need safety. We'll be right back. We're going into the email when we return right here from the Greasy Garage Studio.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marussa reporting. Ukraine says the Russians planted explosives in the Novokakhovka Dam, which could send a deluge down the Dnipro in the direction of Kherson. The Russians say the Ukrainians want to destroy it. This comes as Kyiv's forces prepare to push Moscow's troops from Kherson in one of the war's most important battles. Sweden and Finland might be getting closer to overcoming Turkey's objections to their NATO membership bids thanks to what appears to be some meticulous application of diplomacy. And in the USA, politics experts suspect that a Republican congressional majority could get some mileage out of threatening USA to Ukraine. The world's top automakers are planning to spend nearly $1.2 trillion through 2030 to develop and produce millions of electric vehicles, along with the batteries and raw materials to support that production. This is according to a Reuters analysis of public data and projections released by those companies. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Right here on Auto World since 1992. Thanks for coming along. Good to have you along. Right here in the Greasy Garage Studio, riding shotgun. Fasten your seatbelt. Make sure the tray table's up. Prepare for takeoff. We're in third gear here in the first hour. We got eight speed, of course. Just like the F1 races today, Formula One. 8 gears in a gearbox. Wowza. Hang on. And they have that steering wheel in front of them on the F1 races that looks just like a video game. Yep. Stay tuned. Before we get going into the email bag, I just want to make sure all of you know that what in front of you is something that you want to make sure you have at all times, and this is a part of your life. Let's do it. Alex?
I've been driving all night, my hands wet on the wheel. There's a voice in my head that drives my heel.
Need radar, don't we? We do. Look out forward. Right in front of you. Look behind you. Keep your eyes on the mirror. I actually drive more defensive than I do positive. Okay, Eddie, the engine email to the left of me. Grab me that email bag. Let's get an email. Well, you're always hollering at me there, Eddie. The engine emailer takes care of your emails about me and climbing in there and crumpling them all up. Yeah, I better straighten this one up. There we go. Okay, email bag. I love it. You get folks stump the chump here. I have never had a chance to read any of the emails in the email bag, and this means that it's all new to me. So it helps me kind of sharpen my pencil, if you know what I mean, on the auto repair side, and or even the whatever you might send me. And please do. And we've had some real fun ones. Your stories, your first car, your lemon car that you've had. Thanks for sharing. I really do appreciate that. Cars that you hated, cars that you love, the cars that you've been wanting to buy. You've been asking some great questions there if you're paying too much. And I've helped a lot of you, of course, through how to find the right price for an automobile when you're buying a car new to you. It could be a used car or a brand new car to you. There is a rebate, by the way, right off the top. I'll just you throw this out to all of you. The car dealers, when they have a quota to meet, and so the car dealers of all the brands, they do real well selling all of us cars, which, as you know, in the last couple of 2-3 years, they've done real well. What this is that they have a basically like a bowling. When you're going out and bowling, you know, you've got an average that you bowl. You might be a 140, 145, your average, you know, bowling pin knocked down there, or 250, or whatever you might be. Well, the dealers are the same way. So they then, if they have a great quota, a number, a good number, then they get more eye candy to sell. Like on the Chevrolet side, Corvettes. On the Ford side, you might see a GT in the showroom floor and all that. But they get a rebate back from the manufacturers of, well, starts at 3%. Some of them even get more than that. So the more they sell, if they sell, oh, let's say trucks, if they have a quota of 500 trucks that they sell every single month, that they meet that quota of 500 and they sell 600, then think about 3% back on every one of those. So I'm just throwing that out to you to let you know that they get a 3% rebate check back on every single truck that they sell if they go over their quota. So yeah, that's a discount to you right there if you say, hey, no, you're not getting mother. I want that rebate on my price. So, you know, talk them down and you'll get a good deal, a little bit better price price on that quota, on that price, that truck you're buying. So let that rebate go somewhere else. Let them charge somebody else that price. Okay. Hey, Mark, here's the email first hour. Hey, Mark, it's been a long week for our family. Two cars not working at the same time. Help! The first one is a Chevrolet Silverado that just idles. No acceleration. The second one is a Jeep Wrangler. It just died and it will not start. Question mark. Your automotive experience and knowledge is needed. What do you think is wrong? Thanks. In advance, Debbie. Listening to you, she says, on KSPT Sandpoint, Idaho. Well, awesome. Good to have you folks along on Sandpoint. Absolutely, Debbie. Thank you. And let's do a shout-out to our great Auto World affiliate up there in northern Idaho, real right there at the Canadian border. Oh, there's our shout-out. Shout-out to KSPT. AM 1400, Kootenai, Priest River, Clark Fork, Sagal, Sandpoint, and all of you up there. Hey, good to have you along. Absolutely. They take 2 hours of Auto World. It's really good to have you folks there. And, yeah, you're all welcome. Please do. I've had a lot of emails up in your area there about cars breaking down. And, Debbie, appreciate it. It's good to have you along. Beautiful, beautiful area up there, the pine trees, the lakes, etc. Debbie, you got two broke down. We got to get at least one of them fixed. So let's go back to the... we're going to get both of them fixed. How's that? Guarantee it. Chevrolet Suburban. You say it just idles, no acceleration. Now, more than likely, Debbie, you're going to find, if you would please look, not right now, wait till the show's over, during the, you know, between hour one and hour two, you'll see on the dash, it'll bring up a power loss words. There's two or three sentences, but it'll say power loss. And what you've got there is the throttle positioning sensor that's bad. So that's what's going on there. There's two sensors. One's on the accelerator pedal, which you have to have the whole entire accelerator pedal replace. If you get down there and look up, take your eyeball, put your eyes on the accelerator pedal itself, follow your eyes up there on the metal rod, you'll see the electronic sensor that's mounted on the part of that. That has to be all pulled off and thrown away, and or the T-throttle positioning sensor, TPMS. It's bad, so that's my first. I want that one replaced first, but please do either or. That's what's going on with the Chevrolet. And my best choice would be the TPMS, the throttle positioning sensor, is bad. Now the second vehicle you say here, Jeep Wrangler. You say it just died and will not start. And so there's quite a bit there with that one, Debbie. But one thing I want to check, let's always think simple, everyone. Always think simple. I've had multiple vehicles, cars, trucks, whatever, in the last, 40 plus years being towed into my shop, and they won't start. They're dead. Debbie, same thing. And the first thing I check would be, wait for it. That's right. I know. You looked at the gas gauge, and the gas gauge says it's got a quarter of a tank. I don't care. Really, I don't care. The gas gauge sometimes is off by at least 5 to 6%. Let's put gas in the tank and see if it will start. Now, I'm not saying you got, but that's a simple thing. Let's do and think simple. Always think simple. Always. See, the thing is, the longer, the bigger the tank. If it's a 35-gallon tank, which a Jeep Wrangler is not, but I'm just saying here that it takes more than 5 gallons. To fill a 35-gallon tank, of course, I'm not needing it to be filled, but 5 gallons in a big, huge 35-gallon tank is maybe a half inch to three-quarters of an inch of fuel on the bottom of the fuel pump doesn't have enough fuel to pick up and spray into the fuel injection system. So let's think that first. We're going to take a little short break. We come back. I'm going to give you a couple more tips there, Debbie. Listening on KSPT AM 1400 up there in Sandpoint, Idaho. We'll be right back.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gasses 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Wave supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Wave and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Wash off the windshield. Land yachts. How about a land yacht pickup truck? We got 10 of them that we're going to be sharing with you, and one of them's right here, right now, on Auto World. The Ford Motor Company. Oh, they had to do it. Yep, that Ford Super Duty. Now, this one's a two-door single cab, 2+2. The four-door crew cab coming in at 266.2 inches. 266.2. Now, if I'm hitting my calculator right, I think that's 22 feet 1 inch. Okay, Ford, you did it. You're over 20 feet, 22 feet long. Talk about a land yacht and a pickup truck. What about General Motors? The Chevrolet Silverado HD heavy duty and the GMC Sierra heavy duty. Four-door crew cab coming in. Oh, look at there. 266 inches. Look at that. They're 0.1 shorter than the Ford. As we go along, I'm going to come up with Stellantis next hour, and then coming back, we're going to give you a little bit more of not only trucks. Toyota's got a long one out there too. Nissan's got a long pickup truck, but I've got some CUVs, the SUVs, and some sedans in the land yacht category. Wonder what kind of fuel mileage they. They didn't care, did they? You didn't care. I don't care. As long as it starts up and sounds like a fire-breathing ice machine. Oh, yeah, internal combustion engine. Okay, let's get back to Sandpoint, Idaho, and help Debbie. She's got two vehicles not wanting to go down the road. The Chevrolet Suburban is just idling. She needs a TPMS, throttle positioning sensor. And it's, again, Debbie, it says on the dash, power loss, etc. And some of you, again, might have the same symptom. And, yes, the throttle body positioning sensor. And if that doesn't fix it, then we're going to go ahead and put an accelerator pedal in it, and that is got that sensor on the top of the accelerator pedal. Now, the Jeep Wrangler, I was talking the most simple thing, make sure we got fuel in the fuel tank. Debbie, here's what I want you to do. I want you to just turn the radio off, turn the air conditioning off, turn the heater off, turn everything off so there's no noise, because I want both ears dialed in to the rear of your Jeep Wrangler. What are we listening for? Bumblebees. No, I'm promising you won't get stung. No, but your electric fuel pump sounds like bumblebees buzzing. When you turn the key on and go to start it. So first thing I want you to do is turn the key to the on position. Do not start and crank the engine because that's noise. Just turn the key on to the on position and it's going to go for about 5 to 6 seconds. Debbie, if you do not hear that, two things. One, the simple thing again, I always like to go think simple because simple costs less money. The fuse operating and giving power to the fuel pump is blown, gone, done, over with. Check the fuse. By the way, right in the owner's manual and also on the fuse box itself, on the little plastic lid, it will show you with numbers. So you got to get in the owner's manual and get the number for the fuel pump relay in the fuel pump. Get the number, go to the fuse box, go to that number, pull the fuse out. Is it blown? It's got a little S. It's an ATC-style fuse. It's got a little S in between the blades. And if the S is blown, you got a bad fuse. Put a fuse in there, and kaboom, you've got yourself a fuel pump running. But remember, what caused the fuse to blow? The fuel pump. Yeah, the fuel pump caused the fuse to blow. Now, if the fuse is good, Debbie, the fuel pump relay. It's a little square box. You can't see in it to see if it's blown by any means. But it's a little square black box. It's plugged into next to about four other square black relay boxes that, you know, are the same style of relay. Now, here's a little tip for not only Debbie, but for everybody else. You can exchange, get in the owner's manual, get to figure out what number it is for the fuel pump relay number. Go to that number, and you can exchange the headlight wiper motor relay, because it's the same relay. Just exchange, there's my fuel pump relay, just pull it out. Pull the other one next to it out, exchange them, put them in different spots, go back to the key, turn it on, hear the buzz, you're good. That means the relay is bad. Buy a new relay and you get it fixed. Now the third, and of course the worst and the most expensive, will be the fuel pump. That means that if the fuel relay is good, the fuse is good, and the fuel pump, and you do have fuel in there, we do know we have that liquid lubricant called liquid gasoline, petrol, that helps not only lubricate the fuel pump, but keeps it cool. You do have plenty of that in there. The fuse is good. The fuel pump relay is good. Now, is the fuel pump not working? It's not buzzing. Bad. Get rid of it. Now, I'm saying this is all on the fuel side of it, but you said it will not start. Okay? I don't know, are you cranking the engine over? Is the engine actually literally cranking? If the engine's not cranking, do we have a bad battery? How do you test that? Just turn the headlights on. If the headlights are nice and bright, then we're good to go. Leave the lights on, Debbie, while you have someone crank the key and try to start it. If the lights go out as you're cranking, a simple thing, this time of year we see that a lot on everybody's vehicle, a corrosion, right there at the positive battery terminal or the negative battery terminal, and it won't start because of that. And that's the easy test. Turn the lights on, go start the Jeep up, lights go out, you've got corrosion. Bad dirt on the positive post and dirty on the negative post. And that there's your no start position. That's why it won't start. If those are good and clean and the lights stay on and it does basically click, click, you've got a starter relay out, starter solenoid, and or a starter motor. There we are. We're going to get both those vehicles running. Debbie, if you would, email me back an address. I can send you a little gift package from our great sponsors, a little bit of wash drops in there to help keep that Jeep and that Suburban keeping clean. And, oh, yeah, odor eliminator inside, of course. You keep it washed inside, outside, all around side, yes. In fact, I think that Jeep's got some black on it, doesn't it? So you're going to get some solution finish in that gift package, too. Our email address here at Auto World is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. That's how you do it, folks. Thanks, Debbie. Appreciate it. Great, great question. Great email. That's what it's all about. Listening to us on KSPT AM 1400 up there in Sandpoint, Idaho. Awesome. That's how you do it. Well, as we go down the road here on Auto World, I want to hear from you with your car, truck problems, challenges, smells, noises. You know, when you have a noise in your automobile. We've got a little time here yet. I had a customer here not too long ago that had a problem with transmission fluid leakage, is what they thought. Until they brought it into the greasy garage, we found out, simple little thing, I pointed out to them that there's no leaks. The only reason they were thinking a leak because they just constantly had to keep putting automatic transmission fluid in their automatic transmission. And I said, well, let's see what's happening there. Well, what was going on? See, when you're driving your car and you're not looking in the rearview mirror to see how much blue smoke, black smoke, or white smoke that you're producing out the back of the tailpipe, you're not, you know, sitting back there looking at it. You're up in the front driving and going down to, you know, pick up the kids or school or work or wherever you might be going. Well, what was happening was the automatic transmission modulator valve on automatic transmission that they have, it sucks vacuum through the air intake on the engine, and what it was doing was it sucked that modulator went out, and on the transmission, which when those go out, then the transmission fluid is free to be sucked through the vacuum hose up into the air intake, and the engine burns it. Yeah. That's where their transmission fluid was going. Most simplest little, you know, it's a $22 part on that automatic transmission. A modulator valve. Simple little thing. In fact, a lot of you could do that yourself. It's that simple. But it's run by vacuum up into the air intake. And yes, that's an older style transmission. Not too long ago, though. I mean, they're still on. Not the brand new ones. All the new ones are electronically controlled. I wonder why. Well, I'll tell you why. Because they aren't sucking transmission fluid through a vacuum hose. So your transmission's low on fluid anymore, causing it to slip and burn up the clutches. See? So these cars are getting more advanced, aren't they? In a good way. Next hour, stay tuned. Garage door's starting to come down. Look forward to seeing you on the next hour of Auto World. A little facility in Spartanburg is expanding by $1.7 billion. Oh, by the way, $2.8 billion has been in. It's been awarded. $2.8 billion. Drive safe, everybody. Motor on.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gases 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Waste supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Waste and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.